This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 361 and a quarter, up 2.5. July corn, 362 and three quarters, up 1.5. September corn, 369, up 1.25. May soybeans, 993 and a half, up 10.5. July soybeans, 984 and three quarters, up 8.5. August soybeans, 977, up 7.5. May wheat, 464, down 5.25. July wheat, 466 and a half, down 6.25. September wheat, 474 and three quarters, down 6.5. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday's grain market report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Tuesday afternoon, and in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 337 to 357, and soybean bids were up 12 to 14 cents at 960 to 982. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents higher at 340 to 361. Soybean bids were up 6 to 7 cents at 968 to 989. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 2 cents at 349 to 365. Soybean bids 5 to 9 cents stronger at 975 to 995. And wheat bids down 6 at 373 to 427. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 to 11 cents higher at 9.97 to 10.19, with basis steady to 2 cents lower, ranging from 3 to 25 over the May. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 3.20.10 to 3.42.10, with basis $1 to $3 lower, ranging from 2 to 24 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents higher at 363 to 378, with basis steady range from option to 15 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 5 higher at 364 to 366, with basis steady to 3 cents stronger at 1 to 3 over July. Soybeans up 11 cents at 996 to 1001, with basis 2 cents stronger at 11 to 16 over July. And new crop wheat prices on Tuesday ended 2 to 5 lower at 447 to 453, with basis 1 to 4 higher at 20 under to 14 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids mostly 4 cents higher at 386 to 390. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 9 to 10 cents, with quotations at 1017 to 1022. Soft wheat down 6 cents at 466 to 467. And Milo ended the day mostly 2 cents lower at 428 to 429. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 338 to 354. New crop soybean bids range from 904 up to 927. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 334 up to 351. New crop soybean bids at 918 to 934. And in the southern part of the state on Tuesday, new crop corn bids range from 337 to 354. New crop soybean bids at 906 to 930. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 430 up to 459. That concludes our country grain report for Tuesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, 151.45, up 72 cents. August live cattle, 149.90, up 77 cents. October live cattle, 151.35, up 62 cents. May feeder cattle, 215.37, up 22 cents. August feeder cattle, 218.25, up 92 cents. September feeder cattle, 217.77, up 95 cents. May lean hogs, 79, up $2.07. June lean hogs, 82.75, up 92 cents. July lean hogs, 83.12, up 45 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 5th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 84 cents higher, in a range of 64 to 77 and a quarter. The weighted average carcass price of 74.88. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $17 to $22. 4 to 5 weighed at $20 to $25. 5 to 6 weighed at $24 to $26. And over 600 pounds at $25 to $28. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts country buying points are trading steady. Moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $48 to $53. Receipts for Illinois hogs today have totaled 12,604. The opening report for United Producers Livestock Auction at Shelbyville had receipts of 294. Steers and heifers were 50 cents lower. Holstein steers steady. Slaughter steers choice at 159 to 165.50. Slaughter Holstein steers choice at 149 to 153.50. Slaughter heifers choice at 159 to 165.50. The Arthur Sale Barn Sheep and Goat Auction report for Monday, May 4th had receipts of 116. Slaughter lambs wool choice, some 5 weights at 242, 8 weights at 215 to 260, 100 pounders at 175 to 220, and 172 pounds at 120 to 142. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a dress basis traded at 255. Heifers on a live basis traded at 162. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established, with 463 loads traded. Calculations for 200-pound pork carcass was 7206, which was $1.70 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were $255.56, which was 8 cents lower, with select carcasses at $243.60, which was 30 cents lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000 compared to 115,000 last week and 120,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 419,000 compared to 429,000 last week and 413,000 1 year ago. The Arthur Sale Barn Hay Auction Report for Monday, May 4th had 847 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares at $4.50 to $7. Large squares 3x3s at $67 per bale. Good quality small squares at $2 to $2.75. Large squares good quality 3x3s at $38 to $55. Mixed grass good quality small squares at $3 to $4.50. Large squares 3x3s good quality grass at $17 a bale. And large rounds, 5x5s, $18 to $19 per bale. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, where we'll hear a review of how the grain markets are looking this week. That's coming up after this. The Senate Ag Committee is starting work to reauthorize the Grain Standards Act, but the issue of private versus government inspectors could complicate the task. The National Farmers Union is urging the Senate to pass a clean grain standards bill, calling the current system the world's gold standard. NFU Chief Roger Johnson has written Ag Chair Pat Roberts and top Ag Democrat Debbie Stabenow asking that private grain inspectors not be used to replace government inspectors.
We need a cost-effective system that has integrity and that is recognized around the world as being a very strong inspection system.
But Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley feels privatization will not cost integrity.
I agree with the Farmers Union most of the time, but what we're interested in is what's the outcome. If the outcome can be to make sure that we've got a quality product to export, and most of this, I think, is an export issue, a quality product to export. What difference does it make? Individual companies are doing it by contract or they're federal employees.
The way Grassley sees it,
in either case, they're going to have oversight of the federal government anyway to make sure that the job's done right.
But NFU is also concerned the Grain Standards Act renewal may eliminate the Ag Secretary's discretion to send in inspectors and the time frame in which the Grain Inspection Service must respond to a disruption. NFU's Johnson says a House Ag passed bill removes the Ag Secretary's discretion to intervene in a timely way during disruptions like the recent West Coast ports dispute and allows some privatization through state-designated inspectors. For an overview of this week's grain markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. He says bearish tones are still prevailing over the markets this week.
Well, we're continuing to see pressure on the corn and wheat markets while soybeans try to consolidate. Traders, the speculative hedge funds, simply do not like being short soybeans from a historical standpoint. They like owning soybeans, not being sold soybeans. And they had received or built up significant short positions earlier this spring, and now they've been kind of unwinding those, providing some support, keeping an eye on a strike that has begun at the Rosario port in Argentina that is slowing shipments of soybeans and soy meal out of that area on the belief that that could send some more business, probably more so for soy meal than for soybeans, but still supporting our prices here. So soybeans are trying to hold on, but corn and wheat continuing to set new long-term lows on the prospects of ample production and not enough demand.
Suderman says the pleasant planting season a majority of U.S. farmers are experiencing is adding to bearish sentiments.
Definitely adding to the pressure into corn, trading to almost seven-month lows this morning. As we look at USDA reporting, 55% of the crop was planted for corn as of Sunday. Now that beats the five-year average for the pace of 38%, and is certainly up from the 19% the previous week. So rapid planting progress, obviously more so in the west than the east. If you break it down and look at it state by state, Illinois and Michigan were ahead of normal in planting over the past week. Most areas west of the Mississippi were ahead of normal, most other areas behind normal. So that leaves many southern and eastern areas behind normal. But as we look at the forecast going forward, the areas that saw rapid planting progress, many of them receiving rain now, many dry areas in the northwestern areas of the Midwest that had the most advanced planting progress expected to see good rains early in the 6 to 10 day period for bringing the crop up. This southern and eastern areas that were delayed in planting expected to dry out a little bit more, allowing rapid planting progress in those areas. So overall, looking to be a good start to the growing season, and that's one reason we're seeing so much pressure on corn. The new crop soybean corn price ratio trading to 2.54 to 1 this morning, meaning this market's trying to buy more soybean acres.
While corrective bounces usually happen if a market is extremely bearish or bullish, Suderman says he's uncertain when we could see the next bounce in the corn market.
Well, there's been plenty of times when I expected to see a bounce in the market, but it simply hasn't had it. We've passed by seasonal times when there's a strong seasonality to the market to give us a bounce, and it simply hasn't had it. Every time the market tries to bounce, it's quickly sold, and I think that speaks volumes to us about the bearish sentiment, not only in the broader commodity sector, but specifically in the grain markets this year, that the funds are very comfortable being short corn and wheat. Not so much soybeans, but corn and wheat. They're very comfortable being short or sold them. And it's probably going to take a major weather event or else a much deeper correction in the dollar or a combination of the two to change that sentiment.
While soybeans are currently helping to prevent even weaker corn markets, Suderman highlights some global events taking place that could turn that dynamic on its head in the future.
Well, I think that probably is limiting the weakness in corn, to believe it or not, to some extent. But as we look at soybeans and the fact that they're harvesting a huge crop in South America that continues to get bigger as more data from the harvest comes in, we're increasing the size of the acreage here in the U.S. this year, and so far looking at a favorable growing season and a favorable start anyway to the growing season, and talk of possible further expansion in South America this coming fall, 6 months from now. And then you look at what's happening in the hog industry in South America, liquidation of sows in their hog herd for the last 18 straight months. And I think that we're looking at some potential demand threats in China in the year ahead. We may not see the growth in demand. We may see a pullback in demand in China for soybeans compared to what we've seen in recent years. So I'm very concerned about the long-term fundamentals of the soybean market. I think that it could eventually become the anchor that drags on corn, but for now, soybeans are what's trying to limit the losses in corn.
With bearish sentiments currently preying on the grain markets, some are wondering what another trend or bumper year could mean.
Well, if we look at the global corn balance sheet, supplies really are not that big. It's just that the market's very comfortable with just-in-time supplies. So if we get a trend yield, I'm looking for ending stocks for the U.S. to actually pull back a little bit this next year. To maybe in that 1.5 billion bushel range, down from 1.8 billion this year. If we get an above average yield, something that's better than expected, then we could maybe grow it to 2.2 billion bushel, but still relatively manageable from a global standpoint. So from a corn standpoint, I'm not as worried. On the soybean side, though, if we get a trend yield this year, I still see ending stocks rising in the year ahead up into the 400 to 450 million bushel range. If we get an above trend yield, that takes it closer to 500 million or higher. So I'm much more worried about the potential for building stocks of soybeans if we have a decent growing season than I am for corn. But both would be very vulnerable price-wise until or unless we see a significant turnaround in the value of the dollar and to where the funds want to own the grains again.
But for now, Suderman cautions against being too pessimistic while encouraging farmers to be very purposeful with their marketing plans.
Well, it certainly it oftentimes looks darkest at midnight, and we want to be cautious that things can sometimes turn around. But I think the message that we have is in recent years, we could be lazy in our marketing and still hit home runs and get good prices and build the equity in our farms. So we're now in an era, we don't know how long it'll last, but we're in a time period when we need to be very shrewd in our marketing, hit a lot of singles and doubles in our marketing to try to maintain the equity we've built in our farms in recent years. And I am optimistic that if we show that discipline in our marketing and we have a discipline plan and stick to it, that we can survive these years, that we can do well. I'm still optimistic about agriculture long term. We're just going to have to be more disciplined in how we respond to it and act and take control of it and not allow it to control us.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.